Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ron, I got some great questions in this week's mailbag, freshly published at postgazette.com. One of them, will Ron Hextall stop sitting on his hands and make a move? The Penguins need a spark. That's from Big Money.
Well, Hextall doesn't have a lot of big money to spend here. He's up against it with the salary cap. I think his hands are tied a little bit. Maybe if he hadn't given Kasperi Kapanen that deal, he'd have a little more flexibility. I'm not sure what he can do unless he makes a money-for-money trade. I mean, you can't trade draft choices for a player to try to help the team win now. I don't think he can do that from a financial standpoint.
Well, they've been in this spot before where there's a will, there's a way, Ron. You get rid of it, you trade somebody's salary to somebody else,
right,
and get a draft pick back, and then you get to bring in somebody with a salary. You can get one guy.
If you can find somebody to take salary, yeah.
That's why we pay him the big bucks, Ron, to be creative. But I agree with you, he is, there's not going to be anything major done. But I don't think anything major needs to be done. I think they need a healthy Chris Letang and a healthy Tristan Jarry, and let's see where they go.
I think those are two very key guys. And now, Letang has practiced, I guess, yesterday without full go. Hopefully he'll go tonight and be ready. Florida in town. Florida played last night, got killed by the Rangers. This will be their third game in four nights. Penguins off yesterday. Everything says this should be a Penguins win. It'd be nice to see Jarry.
They're playing the Panthers, right?
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, they're playing well, are they not?
Well, they got beat last night 6-2 by the Rangers, and they're behind the Penguins in the standings. I think they had won 7 out of 10, but this is their third game in four nights, and the Penguins are rested, so you would think that would be an advantage for the home team.
Definite advantage.
But it
definite
comes down
advantage.
To,
but this is a team that's I've expected Florida to get going for a while now.
I mean, they got a star in Tkachuk, right?
They won the President's Trophy last year, as I explained to Pomp the other day.
Yeah, but they changed coaches, and they've made a lot of changes. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, but the bottom line, it comes down to everything to the goaltender, right? I mean, it's up the Penguins, if they're healthy and Jari's on his game, they have a chance to beat anybody. If not, which we saw the last 2 years, he was hurt last year, not on his game the year before, anybody can beat them.
Yeah, and they need Letang. I mean, that's just a guy who plays 25 minutes a night and, you know, sometimes can dictate the tempo of a game. They just need him. That bottom line, they need him to be healthy. That's why they paid him.
They got to get a goal or two from the third and fourth line. The top two lines are doing everything. And they probably need a goal or two from the defenseman now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, just another Yinzer checks in. Did you watch Tremaine Edmonds this past weekend? Of course, he calls him Tremaine Edwards. He looked like a hybrid of Devin Bush and Robert Spillane. Do you agree? And please tell me the Steelers will not give him a large contract. Ron?
I didn't see the game, very much of it. So, I think he's a pretty highly regarded linebacker, right? I mean, did he have a bad game the other day?
They all did. But as I said, their line was getting pushed around by the Bengals' JV line. I don't know what he's supposed to do. Don't judge him on one game, Ron.
Right. I don't know if they can get him as a package deal with his brother. I mean, Terrell's a free agent too. Can they bring them both together? And then Cookie will run the show again, right? The mother.
Yeah.
Cookie runs the show.
I say, even if I have to give Terrell a little better of a deal to get Tremaine here, do it. I like him a lot, and I've seen him play a lot. Yeah, it didn't go well the other day for any of them. tough to make plays, as to be fair to the Steelers' inside linebackers, especially last year, tough to make plays when your defensive line is getting absolutely dominated. Albert Betts weighs in, Ron.
Any relation to Mookie?
No, and no relation to Albert Bell either, I don't think. Was he Albert who became Joey or Joey who became Albert?
I think he was Joey who became Albert.
Became Albert. If Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh had coached each other's group of players over the years, who would have been more successful?
Where do these people come up with these questions?
This one's interesting to me, Ron. Very creative by Albert Betts.
I don't know. I think they're both, you know, both have had successes and failures. And, you know, Harbaugh's what, did I read somewhere he's won one playoff game in like 8 years? It's been a long time for him.
Yeah.
And he's had failures. Now he's had, hasn't had Ben, but he's had Lamar. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I like Tomlin, but they're so comparable. Their record-wise are comparable. They've been in the league the same time. I think Tomlin one more year. I don't know how to answer that. I guess I'd flip a coin. What did you, how was your answer?
Similar. I think they would have similar records if they had different teams. I think Harbaugh did have to, he didn't have a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback for most of his career. That's a significant difference for me. And the other one is both have had a lack of playoff success in recent years, although there's a little bit of a difference there. Harbaugh has made it for the past five. That's one more than Tomlin. He actually won a game, at least one, in the last five, and his team doesn't get historically embarrassed when they go to the playoffs. The Steelers have a streak right now of being the only team in pro football history to give up 40 points in three straight playoff games.
I think it's actually four, isn't it? If you go back to the Patriots game.
That was 36.
36. Okay.
Close, but no cigar.
Close.
Plus, Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl more recently, which was 2012, if I remember correctly. But to answer the guy's question, I'm guessing if they had each other's teams this whole time, it would probably be pretty similar. It would.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.